My friends, we've almost come to the end of another year. It is episode 3,286. We have done Side Hustle School every day since January 1, 2017. And whenever you wrap up a year, it's always a good moment to ask, like, hey, what did we learn? What should we do differently? And I like to ask this in all aspects of my life and work, just thinking about all my projects and how I structure things, what I want to do more of, what I want to do less of, and so on. I write about that a bit sometimes in my Substack newsletter, A Year of Mental Health. I have a long-running series about how to conduct your own annual review every year for, I guess, I don't know, 15 years now. I've been doing this kind of goal-setting exercise where I think about my year, reflect on what went well, what didn't, what do I want for next year, and so on. As it relates to the podcast, we've got a longtime listener here who's wondering about the future of Side Hustle School. So, you know, let's talk about it. The show exists to help real people earn real money. So I always want to kind of keep what works, fix what doesn't, try a couple of new things every year. Let's hear the question. And I'm going to share where the podcast is headed, what we're looking forward to coming up very, very soon in the new year. All right. Stay tuned for that question and my answer.
Hi, Chris. Longtime listener here. As the year winds down, I'm curious about the future of Side Hustle School. What kinds of stories or experiments are you planning next? And beyond the podcast, what else will we be working on? Books, workshops, community projects? I love the show, and I would love a peek behind the scenes at what's staying, what might evolve, and how listeners like me can be a part of it.
Hey, thanks so much for being out there, and thanks not only to this caller, but to everybody who listens to the podcast. You know, I say this often, but it really is true that I make it for you. I make this show because it connects with people. It helps them along the way, and not just because of what I'm saying, but of course, because of all the questions and contributions and notes from listeners and so on. So I'm very grateful. And we are going to continue. That's what we're going to do. Continuing on into the new year, which will be our 10th year. We are going to keep up the daily format. I'm going to be digging a lot into the archives of the show as we've approached, well, 9+ years now, starting 2 days from now. We have all of these episodes that a lot of people have never heard. So from time to time, I like to go back and feature some of them. For the coming year, we're going to do that a lot more. So we're going to do some archives, but also updates on those episodes and probably some other stuff as well. I'm also hosting a new event called Neurodiversion. This project, it explores focus, energy, and work designed for neurodivergent individuals, people with ADHD, autism, other neurodiverse types, as well as the whole broader community, anybody interested in neurodiversity. So I do that in Austin, Texas in March. You can learn about that, neurodiversion.org. I'm doing more on time anxiety. That's my most recent book, and I'll be talking about that some more. I've got some exercises and some free resources coming out for that. I'm doing some other writing. I might be starting just a small little publishing company. I'll talk about that at some point. That's some of what I'm doing, but really, like, I don't want to make the show about me. It is about you, our community. So if you want to participate, keep sending in specific questions. The more specific, the better. We're going to have a lab format at some point where we get to kind of follow you around for a month and hear about what you're doing in the Side Hustle world. Probably some other things that will reveal themselves as I go along. I think maybe it's good to say what won't change, in addition to the daily format, is no-nonsense advice. I want to respect your time, and I always want to have a bias toward action. So, you know, the goal remains the same, basically to help you earn more money apart from your job, to help you build dependence away from your job, even if you like that job. It's always good to have more than one source of income. That's what we've been doing for 9 years. That's what we're going to keep doing into the new year. So thank you for being out there. One more big episode of this year. And of course, day after tomorrow, we're going to kick into, what is it? 2026. I can't wait. I hope to see you there. Thank you again. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.